Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We move to the second quarter. It's 20-0 Greenwood. The Bombers looking at a third and about six here from the 19-yard line of Greenwood. Now moving left to right here in the second quarter. McKay rolling to the right, looking to pass, fires it right side. It's going to be incomplete. Tried to fit in a very tight window there to Logan Walker. It's incomplete.
That's just great defense by Jasmine. That's why you can see why he's being recruited for college football.
Yes. So now the Bombers looking at a fourth and six at the 19 of Greenwood. Trying to keep the drive alive. Trips to the right side for Mountain Home. And back to pass. McKay stands in the pocket, now flushed out to the right, rolling, still looking, tripped, and loses the football. They're going to say he was down before he threw it. It officially goes as a sack, and the Bombers will turn it over on downs.
Just tough to deal with, Brad. You're getting out quick out there. You've got to come up with some kind of way to move the football and some way to contain them.
Loss of three back to the 22, so that's where Greenwood will start their second straight drive at their own 22-yard line. LD Richmond has thrown two touchdown passes here in this first half. Hands it off this time to Wilkinson. And, you know, Wilkinson, you don't talk much about the run game, but this little sophomore's quick. He runs hard.
Yeah, he's got quick feet. He's just kind of like motoring right through there, scampering. It's a good way to call it.
He picks up 11 yards, moves the chains. 10 first downs already for Greenwood in this first half. Just getting the second quarter started. Empty backfield now for Richmond. He's going to run this, a designed run. Up the middle, cuts it back to the left side. He's going to be very near a first down, and he's going to have it out to the 44-yard line. Back-to-back 11-yard gains for the Bulldogs.
Brody Patterson did a good job of sliding over from the safety slot to get him down and keep him from an even bigger gain.
First down, Greenwood. They bring Richmond, or rather Wilkinson, back in on the right side of Wilkinson to the backfield. Richmond, right side. The ball's going to be complete and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. They pick up 16 on this play.
I don't think we've seen this kind of quickness yet this year.
No, definitely not. That's impressive. That was Strozier on the receiving end that time. First down here for the Bulldogs. And Richmond dropping straight back this time. Fires across the middle, has it complete to the 20. A missed tackle down to the 16-yard line. And the catch this time by Luke Brewer.
You can really see the Bombers kind of on their heels. They can't tell, you know, if it's going to be a run or a pass. Having a hard time adjusting to both.
That was a 23-yard gain. Wilkinson right up the gut. He is going to take it into the end zone for the touchdown. Greenwood needs just five plays to go 78 yards.
It was an impressive run by the young man.
It
he
was.
Took on the two tacklers at the goal line, too. He didn't try to outrun anybody. He decided he's going to run over them. And not a big kid.
No. He is 5'10". Well, they list him as 5'10", 195, but he doesn't look quite that big, but he's an impressive runner. Five-play, 78-yard drive. And, boy, Greenwood, this is impressive to watch, their offense. And I tell you what, their defense, too. You don't hear much about that, but it's every bit as impressive. Hernandez, the extra point is good. 10:53 left in the first half. Greenwood leads it 27-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
10:53 left. It's 20 in the second quarter, 27-0. Greenwood. Sonny, that drive was 5 plays, 78 yards. The last drive was 4 plays, 78 yards. This is, we keep saying impressive, but it is.
It is. It's actually something that you almost shake your head at because you don't think high school kids can come out here and be this precise.
Hernandez with the kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 13-yard line by Logan Walker. And Logan out across the 30 with another nice return. He's going to be down at the 33-yard line. Well, Mount Holmes' last drive, a couple of first downs. They moved the ball well and finally stalled out at the 22-yard line. Let's see if they can put another drive together here.
And Mount Holmes pulling a little trickeration here as well. You got Barnett at quarterback.
And a defensive lineman is going to jump off sides. Actually, that's one of the linebackers, Hannah, who is up on the line of scrimmage. He jumps off sides for Greenwood.
Now they've got a little time. You got Barnett and at quarterback.
Uh-huh.
You have McKay split out now in a 4-receiver set to the left side.
Let's see what Greenwood does. They bring McKay in motion. Now he's a running back, and Barnett's going to take it straight ahead, and he's going to pick up basically nothing, no gain on the play.
They have trying to get a little deceptive with what we're doing here.
So Barnett, the sophomore quarterback, saw some playing time against Nettleton this year. Bombers with 4 receivers to the left side. Barnett wants to pass. It's complete to McKay to the left side. McKay has a first down across the 45 and pulls some tacklers with him out to the 49-yard line. It's an 11-yard pass play and a first down.
You know, sometimes we forget that Bryce has played some receiver, and he's an excellent receiver. Great outfielder in baseball, too.
Yes. So he's going to stay at a receiver. He's going to be one of 4 receivers on the right side. They empty the backfield again, and Barnett in at quarterback. First down for Mountain Home. McKay was the slot receiver, goes in motion, now lines up behind Barnett. They're going to run the option. The pitch goes to McKay. He's hit in the backfield and falls ahead, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Yeah, nothing really there. The defender just crashed down and was in the backfield with him.
Marvin was there for 9:48 left in this first half. Greenwood up 27-0.
And that was Connor Marvin. He's a great outside linebacker for the Bulldogs. They're pretty solid across the board on those linebackers.
Boy, they are. So Barnett will hand it to McKay this time, who's lined up at running back. He was stopped. The ball came loose. It's going to be picked up by Greenwood at the 44-yard line. And the return inside the 30. Coming up with the football was defensive end Tyler Crosno. So a fumble, the first turnover of the night by Mountain Home.
Dylan Drury doing a good job to get over there and make the tackle and save the 6 points.
So Greenwood would start at the Mountain Home 29-yard line after the fumble. This quick strike offense has a short field to work with now. 2 receivers on each side here for the Bulldogs. Richmond will give it this time to Wilkinson coming to the near side, and he is going to be stood up at about the 23, and stopped there, a gain of about 6.
Good job by Patterson coming up from safety to get the tackle. Bojay helped finish it off.
So second down and 4 here for the Bulldogs. 9:01 left in this opening half. Greenwood up by 27. Richmond rolls to the right side. Pass is going to be complete at the 12, and a first down for the Bulldogs as Brewer hauls in another pass.
They are so talented at finding the holes in your zone. That's the one thing I've noticed. They are finding and sitting down in the open areas.
15 first downs for Greenwood in this first half. Wilkinson will get the handoff right up the gut, and the sophomore battles his way inside the 5 down to the 2-yard line.
Takes the ball down inside the five,
a 9-yard gain is going to bring up a second and about half a yard here for Greenwood. 8:27 left here in this opening half. Wilkinson gets it again, and boy, the Bombers play that one pretty well. He's going to have the first down, though he falls forward. And they'll mark him down at the 1, a gain of 1, and a first down here for Greenwood. First and goal.
Bombers played the running back really well, but Richmond could have pulled that out and walked in with a touchdown, unfortunately.
Wilkinson's going to have to come out for the second time tonight after his helmet comes off.
Need to work on getting that chin strap buttoned up.
Yeah. So Ty Moose will come back in. He's going to be at that running back position. Actually, a couple of running backs back there now for Greenwood. Kennan's in there as well. Kennan's going to get the handoff into the backfield, keeps driving, and he's going to lose about a half yard, actually a yard, back to the two on the play.
Great job by the Bomber defenders getting pressure in there. Tatum Bashir is making the tackle. Officials timeout.
Yeah, one of the Bomber's helmets came off, and that's is that Ogier coming
out? It is.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He's got blood on his arm. That's what it is, maybe. I'll have to get him cleaned up. So he has to come out, and Hershberger will come in at that linebacker position. Second and goal here for the Bulldogs at the two-yard line. Richmond will keep it himself this time, and he spins. He's in for the touchdown. L.D. Richmond will score the touchdown for Greenwood as the Bulldogs extend their lead. His second rushing touchdown of the night.
Bulldogs just really controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football right now.
7:36 left in this first half. They convert the turnover into points. Now we're looking at a swinging gate formation. Well, not just regular formation. They're going to go for two here. And Richmond throws it to the corner of the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. And, well, there was a lot of contact there. They didn't call anything.
And there's pushing on both sides.
Yeah. Two-point tries, no good. So 7:36 left here in this first half. Greenwood leads it 33-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you,
whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
7:36 left in the first half. Greenwood up 33-0. They had a missed extra point, and then the try for two was no good.
Good defense by Lawson Stockton. We were talking about their little hand fighting, but that's just good defense and no calls and no points.
Well, the Bombers, we'll see what they do offensively. They had Brady Barnett at a quarterback this last possession and used Bryce McKay at several positions. Here's Logan Walker with the return of the kickoff. He's across the 30, and he's going to fight his way out to about the 35-yard line.
Across the 30, he's pushed out of bounds at about the...
So here comes the offense out again for Mountain Home with 7:29 left in this first half. They're going to mark him in the 36. That's officially where the Bombers will start this drive. And
looks back like to the normal offensive set.
Yeah, McKay's in at quarterback again. Got the three receivers to the left side this time. McKay stands in the pocket. Now he's steps up, tucks it. He's going to run across the 40, and he's going to be ridden out of bounds about the 43-yard line.
It's an awful high tackle up around the neck.
That was Marvin who came in and got the tackle. Pick up of about six, make it seven on the play out to the 43. So second and seven here for the Bombers. They get set. Now they'll stand up, look over to the sideline to get the play signaled in with 7:22 left in this opening half. McKay on second down, left side. Quick hitter to Logan Walker, and he's going to be very close to a first down, about a half yard shy, just across the 45.
You don't get very many good spots out of this crew.
No.
They're going to spot back at every opportunity.
So it's going to be third and less than half a yard. But now the White House is going to come in and take a look at it. They're going to bring the chains in. So we'll see if the chain gang earns their money tonight.
I started to say, earn their money, their dinner, whatever.
They're not even going to bring it out. He's going to say first down.
Thank you, White Hat.
I was going to mention the chain gang, see if they could give us a first down, but didn't have to. This is McKay. He's going to keep it this time. Boy, there's nothing there. He's going to have no gain on the play.
No, that's that little speed option again to the right, and they're just playing it well. They have two on the quarterback, one on the pitch man, and until you do something to make them respect that, there's nothing you really can do.
6:39 left in the first half. Greenwood up 33-0. Second down and 10 here for the Bombers. Two receivers on each side. McKay rolling out of the pocket to the right side as he gets flushed again. Looks long down the right sideline. It's incomplete. He had Logan Walker going up the sideline, but he was well covered.
Yeah, big-time pressure from the Bulldogs that time. They really pinned their ears back and came through. Mountain Home was struggling with the pass defense. Had three guys in the backfield there to push him out. And once you get rolling in flat, it's just flat-out backyard football.
Yes. 6:24 left. Opening half, 33-0 Greenwood. The Bulldogs have come on the road and shown why they're the number one team in Class 6A and ranked number four overall in the state.
I vote them three every week. I might move them up.
McKay, here's the screen to the near side of Logan Walker, and he is going to be stacked up at the 49-yard line, a gain of three.
Pass is complete to Walker.
So fourth down and seven here for the Bombers, and the punt team will come in.
For the Bulldogs.
So McKay will be in to punt for Mountain Home. Just under 6 minutes left in the half.
McKay back to punt. Kennan back to receive.
Kennan is the return man. McKay's punt is a high punt. It's going to sail out of bounds. Well, it got near the sideline. Didn't go out of bounds yet. Inside the 20, and Logan Walker will down it at about the 17-yard line. So Greenwood will have their worst field position of the night. 5:38 left in the first half. Son, I tell you what, hats off to this Greenwood program. This is impressive to watch, and you can see why they are beating everybody the way they are.
Yeah, and it starts, like you say, it's a program. It starts with little kids.
Yes. They'll start this drive at their own 17-yard line. Richmond will give it to Wilkinson, and he's going to dive across the 20 out to the 22 for a 5-yard pickup.
You know, talk about how great their receivers and their skill players are. These linemen are pretty talented, too.
They are. Second and 5 here for the Bulldogs. Richmond, the quick hitter, left side. Complete to Brown. Brown has a first down. Knocked out of bounds at about the 28. And
I hear whistles, but I don't see
the whistles. I thought we were going to have a flag, but
we got a hold.
There it is. It's a hold against Greenwood is what it is. That's a foul occurred at the 27. They'll mark it back to the 17-yard line.
Some big old tackles they've got. 75 is a large lad.
6'6", 290.
That's
four penalties for 35 yards against the Bulldogs. So now second and 10, back to the original line of scrimmage. Back to pass Richmond. He's going to step up in the pocket. He's going to be hit and pulled down from behind, but he was scrambling, and he's still going to get about 6 yards out to the 23.
About the 23-yard line.
There's just no weaknesses. I mean, as far as we can see so far, the offense has shown no weakness.
Adams is there for the Bombers.
It's going to bring up third down and about three here for this Greenwood offense. 4:44 left in the first half. Richmond rolling right, and his pass is going to be complete to the 30-yard line. It's a first down, a 7-yard gain.
Pass is complete for Richmond to
Brewer. Sometimes you just got to look at this, Brad, and just shake your head and tip your hat at the other guy.
Yes.
It is a first down at the 30.
That's 17 first downs for Greenwood. Here's a pass complete to the 35, across the 40. Another first down as Carter takes it up the right sideline. He's finally knocked out of bounds. Across the 45 out to the 48-yard line. That's an 18-yard pass play.
Yeah, the last 10 of that was all him, using his feet, good quickness.
Bombers with that four-man front. Richmond, right side, quick out. And this one's incomplete. Threw that one a little behind the receiver Brewer that time.
Yeah, that's the first time you can say, oh, well, that wasn't a good throw. He just rushed it a little bit, actually. Kind of back-shouldered it too much.
So second and 10 coming up here for the Bulldogs with 4:23 left in the first half. They motion the running back out. They empty the backfield. Richmond is going to set up the screen to the right side. It's complete, and breaking into the free is Brewer. He is going to take it to the house. This is a 52-yard touchdown pass.
Touchdown Bulldogs.
And Greenwood extends their lead.
That was excellent execution of that screen. They have three linemen 15 yards deep. They were leading the charge.
That's impressive. A 52-yard touchdown pass. Third touchdown pass of the first half for Richmond. Here's Hernandez with the extra point, and it's good. 4:12 left in the first half. Greenwood leads it 40-0. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
4:12 left in this opening half, 40-0. Greenwood, some other scores around the state real quick. How about Mountain View? They're ahead of Harding Academy right now, 16-14.
That is definitely out in the shocker column.
Yes. Yellville Summit's down to Bigelow, 14-0. Melbourne leads Salem, 14-0. Cardinals and Padres scoreless right now, the fifth inning over on KTLO AM. All right, so Greenwood gets ready to kick off again. Hernandez with the approach and the line drive kick taken at the 9 by Mountain Home. And the return by Logan Walker hurdles a man at the 30 and winds up at the 34-yard line. And that's where Mountain Home will start this drive.
Nice athletic move. Popped him up. Got him an extra 4 or 5 yards.
Hannah was there. It's actually the 4:05
left in the first half. All Greenwood up 40-0 right now. Bombers with three receivers to the left side as McKay is working out of the shotgun. Motion comes to the near side. And McKay looking to throw to the near side. The motion man intended for Mohican. It's over his reach and incomplete.
Yeah, got rushed again. Had to throw it a little early and let him too much.
Mohican is incomplete. It'll be second and 10.
So second and 10 here for Mountain Home.
Greenwood doing a good job of mixing up their pressure between the ends and those linebackers coming off the end.
Second and 10 for Mountain Home. Two receivers on each side. McKay dropping straight back, now flushed out of the pocket. He's going to be hit. He's going to be sacked. They blow the whistle pretty quick once the defender had his arms around him. He's sacked all the way back at the 21-yard line. Jordan Hanna came in there and got him for a 13-yard loss.
Yeah, they're just kind of teeing off now, Brad.
They know Matt Holmes has to pass pretty much right now, down by 40, and that makes it a lot easier on those front four, whoever else they send from the linebacking core. Third and a ton here. Third and 23. And the Bombers will run the draw. And boy, well played by the front. Tyler Crosno, the defensive end, grabs Hershberger and drags him down at the 19. It's a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, they blew that up there at the point of attack because it had a guy that snuck right up the gut and he blitzed in the A-gap. And so once he lost the hole on the right side, had to go back to the left, and the defensive end was waiting on it.
Fourth and 25 for the Bombers.
McKay to punt.
Kennan ready to return. Kick is away. Kennan makes the catch at the 47-yard line. Hit immediately, and he is going nowhere.
Brody Patterson and Logan Walker on the tackle.
He got to the 47, got driven backwards, and they're going to mark him at the 48. The crew has struggled a bit with spotting the ball tonight. That, unfortunately for the Bombers, is their third three and out.
Yeah, very few first downs so far tonight.
Just 4 for Mountain Home, 19 for Greenwood. They'll start this drive at the Mountain Home 48-yard line. And we've got handoff. A new quarterback is in the game as Hunter Houston, a sophomore, is taking over here in this first half. Hands it off to Wilkinson, who's going to bounce it to the outside. Takes it to the 39, a pickup of 9.
Yeah, Mountain Home stood their ends up and kind of got wide for a little rush, and they ran right off that seam.
So Houston, the quarterback now for the Bulldogs. Handoff is to Wilkinson. And he is going to have a first down, pulled down by Lockhart. He's down to the 35, a four-yard gain. 20 first downs for Greenwood in this impressive first half.
Oh, he wasn't ready.
The ball snapped. It goes off the hands of Houston. He wasn't ready for it. And Mountain Home has the football as Greenwood turns it over at the 39-yard line.
Starting to see a lot of new faces in there for Greenwood.
Gage Lindsay on the recovery.
I don't think that quarterback was exactly doing what he thought he was.
So the Bombers get the ball back at their own 38-yard line with 2:20 left in this first half. And here's a run by McKay. He's going to be hit, and he's going to lose a couple of yards on the play. It looked like it was a designed run, but, boy, there's nowhere to go.
I'm not sure if it was because I thought he took a step back and then saw all the pressure and had to just
– That may have been what it was.
Yeah, he might have been a quarterback draw was the plan, but there's nothing there.
No gain officially as they mark him out at the 38. The Bombers empty the backfield with a five-receiver set. McKay – a little better protection. The pass incomplete. It was intended for Mojica and broken up there at the 35-yard line.
Number 37, Brad.
We're down to our – whoop, I had the wrong chart.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Owenby, the linebacker.
Covered it like a D-back, too.
He did. 2:09 left in this opening half. Greenwood, 40-0 over Mountain Home. McKay is going to roll to the left this time. He's under pressure. Hit as he throws. The pass is going to be intercepted at the 41-yard line. Interception by Greenwood.
Intercepted by the Bulldogs.
We're looking for Mojica again. Pressure. The ball was underthrown, and the defender stepped right in front of the receiver and made the catch.
Hayden Wells, the safety, picks off the pass, and Greenwood gets it back. Mountain Home's second turnover of the first half. Mountain Home's turnover differential is minus 5 now. Boys, got to get that turned around. Houston wants to pass, and it's going to be complete. And a first down. This is going to be inside Mountain Home territory, inside the 40, down to the 40, making the 36-yard line as Brewer has the catch and takes it to the 36.
Lockhart finally got him around the ankles and got him down, or he'd taken that one to the house too.
A 23-yard pickup down to the 36. Another first down. Here's a little swing pass to Moose, who's in the game, the running back, and he's going to be tackled after about a 4 or 5 yard gain. They're going to mark him down to the 32, a 4-yard pickup.
Mason Walker on the stop for Mountain Home coming up from the secondary.
2-yard line. It'll be second down and 6.
1:24 left here in this first half, and now we've got a flag on the play before the ball snapped.
Somebody's got to be misaligned.
And it's a false start against the Bulldogs. That's going to be their fifth penalty for 40 yards in this first half. Backs them up to the 37. Second and 11 here now for Greenwood. Houston on the play action wants to pass, is complete to the 31. Ball's fumbled, and Mountain Home has it at the 34-yard line. The receiver made the catch. Lockhart covers the loose football, and the Bombers get it back.
Got to take advantage of these sloppy plays. Try and get some scores on the board before the half.
1:06 left in the half, and the Bombers take over at their own 34-yard line. Handoff is to Hershberger, and he's going to pick up about 2 on the play out across the 36.
It's Mountain Home back to this heavy two-back set with the extra lineman in.
Second and seven.
You know, they did that early, moved the ball, got into a fourth and short, and elected to punt.
43 seconds left in the half. The Bombers letting the play clock run down, and looks like they're just ready to get to the locker room at halftime. They're not going to hurry and run a play here. They'll run one, obviously, once the play clock gets down, but they're not in a hurry to try to score or do anything here. Second down for the Bombers. Could be the final play of the half here. They'll keep it on the ground. That's Bogé, I believe, who was in the backfield. It is. He takes the ball out to the 40-yard line to pick up a four, and that's going to be the final play of the first half, it looks like.
Yeah, Bombers just need to get in, get you know, talking with their coaches, make some adjustments, and see where to go from here.
We've made it to halftime. Greenwood with the lead, 40-0. It's going to be a quick second half. It'll be the mercy rule, and the clock will not stop, so second half won't take long. Halftime, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.